With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump is returning to X for a live interview with the platform's owner, Elon Musk. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Donald Trump is returning, at least for one night, to do a live interview Monday on X, the platform from which he was banned for nearly 2 years following the January 6, 2021 storming of the Capitol. Trump and X's owner, Elon Musk, are slated to have what the tech titan has termed a live conversation at 8 p.m. Eastern Time that will be, quote, unscripted with no limits on subject matter, so it should be highly entertaining. Musk is soliciting X users to pose their own questions. The conversation serves not only as a way for the former president to reach potentially millions of voters directly, but it's also an opportunity for X, a platform that relies heavily on politics, to redeem itself after some recent struggles. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israel and the United States are preparing for an attack by Iran or one of its proxies. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says an Iran-backed attack on Israel could come as soon as this week.
It is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there is an attack by Iran and or its proxies, what that could look like. But we have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. A new study suggests Mars may be drenched beneath its surface with enough water hiding in the cracks of underground rocks to form a global ocean. The findings published Monday are based on computer modeling as well as seismic measurements from NASA's InSight lander. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 140 points. The Nasdaq rose 35. SRN News. Most pastors have never done much else.
A new study released by Lifeway Research finds that 58% of America's Protestant clergymen have worked outside of church settings for less than 10 years of their life. 34% have been employed in the secular world less than 5 years, 13% less than one. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, years of work experience in non-ministry roles can help pastors relate to the experiences of those in their congregations and relate to others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Czech Republic's Jewish community says anti-Semitic incidents sharply increased in the country last year, with their peak appearing in the final quarter of 2023, following the deadly Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th. The Federation of the Jewish Community says it registered 4,328 anti-Semitic incidents in 2023, up 90% over the previous year. This is SRN News. For the Summer Olympics, it's so long Paris and hello Los Angeles, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It's Los Angeles's turn for the 2028 Olympics. Hollywood movie star Tom Cruise leapt from the top of the stadium to the field where he was given the Olympic flag, then riding a motorcycle through Paris, getting on a plane.
I'm on my way.
A pre-recorded video shows the action star skydiving to the famed Hollywood sign in L.A. and attaching the Olympic rings. L.A. is notorious for its traffic, but the mayor says she has a plan for the 2028 Games, similar to 1984. I'm Julie Walker.
There's also the possibility they'll have to deal with earthquakes. A tremor measuring 4.4 by the U.S. Geological Survey struck the Los Angeles area today, centered in Highland Park. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.